Okay, so this is my podcast tonight. It is 11:46 on Tuesday, September the 12th. I'm actually sitting here now with my friend, Dre, and he does music, producer, plays a guitar. What else is that that you do?
As far as music?
As far as music.
Well, I guess the most notable thing about me was that who my father is, which is Roger Troutman. So if you know Roger Troutman, you know he do it all. So I'm just like him, so I do it all too.
Okay. For those who don't know, would you like to tell people who he is?
Show. You know, songs like More Bounce to the House, Computer Love with Tupac, you know what I mean? Like, Heard It to the Grapevine, Computer Love, there's so many joints. You know, Timeless is where the West Coast got its definitive sound from, was told by them, told by Snoop, told by DJ Quick, told by Dr. Dre, who's worked with my dad extensively, you know, that if it wasn't for them, the West Coast would not have the sound that it has today. We're just, you know, known all over the world. So we from Ohio, you know what I mean? So, you know, we got slapped.
Well, that's pretty dope. For everyone out there who is like, what advice would you give to people who are looking to break into the music industry? Like, what helpful hints could you give to them? Because me, myself, like, I'm a singer, I sing, but I don't professionally sing. But I would like to dabble in it and see what all there entails, because, you know what I'm saying? And, like, basically, yeah, like, what advice would you give? I so suck at this sometimes.
Well, from me, you know what I'm saying, seeing a lot. But music being, a lot of people that's doing it now is doing it because it's the thing to do. You know what I'm saying? They could say it's in their heart and it's in their heart, this and that. But at the same time, there's a lot of things and people who touch the product before it's put out, which is what we hear, which is what we know as music. If that's what you do, like, then just do it however you possibly can. You know, if that's with, you know, a phone and a voice recorder or a laptop and, you know, just whatever you can do, do it. And always meet everybody who does the same thing you do and extend your network in anything that you're doing. You know, whether you be into riding motorcycles, you know, just keep riding motorcycles and meet people that ride motorcycles. And the more you do something, you're going to get better at it no matter what. You listen to old Eminem songs, it's like, bruh, this shit is ass. But he's like fucking the greatest. You look at Michael Jordan's old high school tapes, you're like, oh, this nigga's not going nowhere. So no matter what you may look like now, there's always room to get better, which is why it's great to be alive, you know, because you get to level up. You know, some people are fortunate and fall into the right hands and, you know, get shit popping faster. Don't let that discourage you, because, you know, life, you never know what's going to happen. So just, I would say, make it no matter what. If it sounds bad, so what? At least you got something that somebody can say that sounds bad, you know?
Right. Well, that's good advice to have. So basically, also come in with a good, positive vibe about yourself as well, because negative energy is not a good thing. You don't want to have that too either, right?
I mean, sometimes the bad guy wins in the story. You know, so sometimes that can, having that attitude can maybe get you the things that you want too.
I mean, but you can't come into the industry with no fucked up attitude though. You got to stay positive. A lot of people ain't going to work with you. Look at Jessica Dime. Look what happened to Jessica Dime on Love & Hip Hop. She went in there with a fucked up attitude with Jazzy Faye. You know who it was? Or was it CeeLo Green? Yeah, Jazzy Faye. Or it was CeeLo Green. It was one of the two. God damn it.
I mean, well,
and she had a badass attitude, and ain't nobody trying to work with her, from what I see. Exactly. I ain't trying to throw shade or nothing. I love Jessica Dime. I like her. I don't love her, but I like her. She cool as fuck. She keep it real, 100. But at the same time, you can't have no fucked up attitude trying to get into the industry, because people gonna look at you and be like, yo, you got an attitude. I don't know if I can be able to work with you. You can't come in there like that, right?
Right. That's true, but, you know, we know who this person is that we're talking about. So she's not at home with her bad attitude. She's being talked about on podcast.
On that.
So at the end of the day, she's still getting her publicity and she's still going to do her thing. You know?
This is true, yeah.
With that attitude, you know.
Yeah.
Some people like it, some people don't. That's what I'm trying to say. You just do you, however it may be. You know, if it's positive, if it's negative, shit. Do you. I happen to be a positive person.
Me too.
So, you know, if you want to be negative, hey, it's Jesus and it's the devil. You know?
Well, I mean, if it works for you, it works for me. If you like it, I motherfucking love it.
Ice JJ Fish, come on, man.
Who the hell is JJ Fish?
Y'all got to look up Ice JJ Fish, man. The dude is...
I know, the only thing I know about JJ Fish is JJ Fish in Atlanta. The restaurant. That's the only JJ Fish I know.
Nah, he's a singer and producer, you know?
Well, JJ Fish, if you're listening to my podcast, which I know you will because I am the shit, honey, I'm going to need you to go to Atlanta and let them know that they got your name. You need to be getting your residuals off of that, bro. They got that shit from you, my nigga. That's JJ Fish. But by the way, everyone, my name is, well, I go by Aja. Aja the Dream. I just made that up. But my nickname is Aja. I would tell you my real name, but I don't know if I'll trust y'all like that out there in the radio world to know my name. But this is my first time doing this podcast, cast box, whatever you want to call it. So, I mean, I would love for everyone to continue to listen to my podcast that I will be bringing out. Basically, everything is just questions. You can, I'll be talking about a lot of stuff. And if anybody ever wants to, get at me or whatever, you already know. I'll leave my Instagram for you guys. I'll leave my Twitter for you guys. I'll leave my Facebook Messenger for you guys. Anything that you can come up with, you want to ask me a question, I will be answering your questions. And I will go on my podcast and I will shout you out and I will answer your question.
She may not want to give you her Instagram now, but you could definitely come and get at the young man at the Dre Dre Show on Instagram, you know. The Dre Dre Show. Definitely come and get at me, man. You know, let's get connected.
You see how you just going? I might end up making him a co-host on my podcast, y'all. Because, you know what I'm saying? Positive vibes, you know, we be chilling. But, he want to throw out his Instagram on like that for the world to see and the world to hear. My Instagram is all capital letters, all one word. It's China the Black Barbie. That is my Instagram. My Twitter, I want to say it's ChinaDoll30. I'm not sure, so I will get both ChinaDoll320. I will get back with you on that one.
You'll come back.
Right. I do have a YouTube channel at that. It is China Mina Doll Harisha Sade.
So, you know, that's what's happening, and it's still recording, right? Even though we out of the window, it? Right? It should be. It should, because it's at 8:40 when it's out of the window, so we coming right. It's still recording.
Oh, okay. Yay. Right. I didn't know I could do that.
Right. So now, you know, I got to take over the airwaves real quick, man. You know what I'm saying? This is her first time, but, you know, the Dre Dre Show has been on the air several times. And we just gonna keep it moving.
I don't like how you just gonna take over my, shit though.
Yeah, we just gonna keep it moving, man.
Am I still
man.
Recording though?
Yeah, we still recording.
Are you sure?
I'm absolutely sure.
Check and look.
I'm absolutely sure. So what we gonna do, man, is we gonna go ahead and I gotta play one of my joints since I'm gonna be on here as a special guest, you know what I'm saying? Y'all definitely gotta hear what the young man is out here, you know what I'm saying, doing. You know what I'm saying? I hope y'all enjoy. Y'all can get at the young man on SoundCloud as well. I'm gonna just play this one little joint I got, man. I made this where was that? I think I was on the train, man, and I made this joint right here, man. It's real smooth. So check this out. Yeah. I know you probably talk about how you shine. I know they've been talking about how you shine.
I like it.
Bruh, how you just gonna cut my song off before it even finished, bro?
You was gonna turn it off anyway.
After it went off.
Oh, so I have to sit here and let the whole song play and I do stuff?
No, you just don't have to have the Dre Dre show on this radio show again.
What you mean? Yes, huh? Don't do that show.
You gotta sit through it. Hey, this is live and direct.
It is live and direct, but I'm trying to see something too.
You got Jay-Z up in here. You know,
I turn his shit off too.
I'm acting like I'm on the Breakfast Club shit. You get Breakfast Club Big Boy in the morning respect shit. Can I get Jay-Z respect?
Who said I gave Big Boy and Jay and what?
No, see when they listen to it, they gonna hear what I said. Yeah,
I know.
It's all love. That part.
You know what? I am so done.
Hey,
but I will be back in like 5 minutes.